the rest of the story. Early every morning, Charles and Pierre would take a pleasant stroll out to the wide plateau where sheep grazed peacefully in the glorious summer sunlight. From there in all directions sprawled the farms and the flocks of the people of Chartres and Saint-Germain who dwelled nearby. Welcoming the two young men as their own, Charles and Pierre had visited there every summer for years, arriving toward the end of July to roam the fields, to breathe the air so clear, and to conduct experiments that one day would... Well, experiments that one day would change the world. For this is the rest of the story. When Charles Chamberlain and Pierre Roux, R-O-U-X, these two young scientists from the laboratory of the Roux-Guillaume, their principal field of interest was bacteriology. They were faced in that summer of 1879 with an intriguing challenge to conquer a then dread farmyard disease called chicken cholera. The Chartres country, as well as a wonderful respite, provided a splendid outdoor laboratory in which to study the strange malady because the farmers of the area were eager to put their properties at the disposal of the scientists. So there Charles and Pierre observed the curious characteristics of the disease, how the chickens thus afflicted would first sit off by themselves, their heads drooping, their feathers displaced, and how, overcome by weakness, eventually they would perish, and just as quickly the infection would spread throughout the farm and onto other farms. And yet, remarkably, those very few chickens that contracted and yet somehow survived the disease remained thenceforth utterly immune to it. Naturally, then, Charles and Pierre began experimenting by injecting live cholera bacilli into healthy chickens, trying to discover why those few that recovered. And then one day, Charles and Pierre went away on a holiday, thereby made the first recorded mistake of their scientific lives. For the chicken cholera cultures from which their experimental bacilli were derived were difficult to grow, and just as difficult once grown to keep alive. But Charles and Pierre, for some long-forgotten reason, abandoned their precious cultures and so returned to find them all but completely dead. Frantic attempts to revive the cultures failed. Charles and Pierre even tried to rejuvenate the bacilli by injecting them into healthy chickens. But the germs were too weak to produce the disease. And by now you're getting ahead of me, aren't you? The healthy chickens injected with the weakened cholera germs, those chickens became immune to the disease itself. And that was the beginning. I mean, inoculation with attenuated germs, that was the foundation of modern preventive medicine, which we know as vaccination. And that's how the process of vaccination began, born through a blunder. What you did not know until now is that Charles Chamberlain and Pierre Roux were not working alone. In fact, they were not masters of that laboratory. They were the sorcerer's apprentices. And when the boss returned to his lab to learn that his cultures had been carelessly killed, but that incredibly the killed cultures prevented disease, he, their boss, took the credit. Charles and Pierre were employees, the employer to whom history gives all the credit for discovering vaccination was Louis Pasteur. And now you know the rest of the story.